Welcome to Great I Am Radio, raising the vibration on everyday life matters with heart and soul. Here's your host, Rebecca Johns.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Rebecca Johns, coming to you live this beautiful Tuesday, June 6th. I pray that you are blessed wherever you are. Welcome if you're new to the show. I am a certified holistic health practitioner, purpose coach, and ordained minister of the gospel. We work for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to share with you the tools, the information, the inspiration, the empowerment, the support, the accountability, the community for you to rise up into greater living. Now, I call it the great I am life, but let me explain. 1 John 4:4 says, "My beloved children, you are overcomers because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And so there is an essence within each one of us, the greatness of the human spirit, you could say. And truly with the power of that spirit, human beings can accomplish anything, can't we? We can take the most downtrodden person and situation and turn it around. We can take a bad health situation and turn it around. We can take a failing mess, a marriage, and we can turn it around. That potential that is within us is within all of us, each of us, every one of us. And I call that essence the great I am. And I call that essence given permission and fruition to manifest into each and every area of your life. I call that the great I am life, not the life from some person's personality, not the life given to you by default, not the one because that's how your family raised you, but because you are creator. Because you have the power to envision, plan, create. But this world doesn't make it easy, does it? This world does not make it easy. And I don't care what path you're on. If you want to be a stay-at-home mom raising kids, if you'd like to be an entrepreneur, if you're wanting to grow in education, maybe entertainment, politics, whatever it is, you can come at it from a couple of different ways. You can come at it from the world's perspective that is survival oriented, that is competitive, that compares, or you can do it from that great I am space. You can tap in to what will allow you to succeed, manifest, grow. Heck, make that money. I'm all for it, honey. Be famous. That's what you're called for. Go for it. But the opportunity to do it from that great I am space. And that's why I invited my guest on today. I've been watching this lady. I was thinking, preparing for the show, we actually met in a room on Clubhouse a couple of years ago, if I remember correctly. And we kind of sparked, you know, when you meet someone and you spark and you're like, okay, I see you over there. Okay, I see you over there too. So we kind of sparked and we've had our eye on each other. And I'm just so proud of the growth I've seen in this lady, the gifts and talents that she puts to great work in her career, and the influence she makes through social media to inspire people so that they also can access fame and fortune in their own right, whatever that is, that success is for them, but they can do it God's way. What's wild is she's a TV producer and she's a social media influencer. So you think those two things, you don't necessarily think anybody doing anything God's way. But she's here today to share her story of faith, healing, and success, and how she lives her passion with purpose in her career and health and all areas of life. Her name is Shamara Cox, but she goes by Book of Star. So welcome to the show, Star. It is amazing to have you with me, sister. Welcome, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on here. Like, this is super exciting. I feel like it's been a build-up for the last couple of weeks. I'm just really excited to be on here with you. And then you talked about how we met on Clubhouse. That was like 2 years ago. I totally forgot about that.
It was. I was just thinking about, like, how did... You know, you forget. You start connecting with people through social media, and it's all like a big blur of people after a while. But you and I met in a Clubhouse room. I remember that. And I remember that we chatted briefly within a couple of weeks that followed by phone. And we were both we both resonated in the same place. We were both women of God who were passionate about our spiritual life, health, and expression, but we were also people called to make an impact in this world, create income, and make a difference. So can you start us off there? Like, how does a young woman like yourself, how did a nice girl like you end up in a place like this?
I know, right? You know what? It's so interesting that you asked that question, because like you said, I was a TV producer. So I was working at A&E Television Networks. I love being a producer. Ever since I was in high school, it was all I could think about was working in television. So when I finally worked in this field, I'm like, yes, I'm here to stay. Fast forward to January 2020, God was like, it's time to go. I was like, wait, what? Ain't nobody quitting their job, God. Like, that's what I was thinking when he was telling me to quit my job. But it was scary. It was a scary step. Even the way that he was telling me to do it, he was like, I need you to trust me and walk out on bold faith. And at that time in my life, I was riddled with fear. I had a poverty mindset, a lack mindset. But, you know, God gave me a choice. He was like, hey, you can either stay at this job, because when I gave my 2 weeks at my job, they actually offered to give me a 13.5K increase just to stay. And at that time, I felt like I was underpaid. So I'm just sitting here like, oh, I see what you're saying, God. You told me to quit so they could offer me more so I could stay. That's strategic, right? And then God says to me, hey, I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks like that. But God said to me, you can choose to take the increase, or you can choose to break the spirit of fear in your family. And then I thought to myself, I'm definitely taking this increase. Like, I'm not, not. I'm kidding. I didn't take the increase. I'm kidding. I didn't take the increase. I actually chose to break the spirit of fear in my family. And I will tell you, I did not know what that meant. I did not know what that looked like. But I knew that I didn't want to continue on this route. So over the next 8 months in 2020, I spent 8 months at God's feet as he was healing me. I was going through deliverance, inner healing, healing my bloodline, healing the generational line. And then fall 2020 comes, and God says to me, start creating content full time. And I'm like, what? That sounds weird. We're about to come up on a year of me not working. Shouldn't I be looking for jobs? And by faith, I trusted him, started creating content full time, started going viral on Instagram and TikTok. My follower count started going up, but my bank account was not. So after 6 months of doing that, I said, Lord, how come we're not making money? We're getting followers, but we're not making money. And he said, because you have nothing to offer. I took a month off of social media, and I started to consider, what can I offer my audience where I can actually create income for myself, right? Because here I'm thinking that God asked me to give up my job so that he can give me a better job, you know, a six-figure job. But actually, he said, I want you to give up this small mindset, the way that you are moving, the way that you are thinking. You're thinking that I only want you in this area, but I have a whole other area that I want you to dominate, and it's called social media. Of course, he couldn't tell me that back in 2020, because in 2020, I'm like, yeah, that wasn't in my mind. But by 2021, 2022, as I started to do what he was telling me to do, I recognized, wait a second, he has called me to take territory on Instagram and TikTok. What does that look like? And as I kept walking with God, that's when I started teaching people content in Christ. I asked God, I said, can you show me how I can teach content and Christ? Because I was already a Bible study teacher. So how can I mix this now with content marketing? And he did that. And after months of him teaching me and me teaching others, Bible Marketing Secrets was born. And I recognized, oh, this is where I'm planted. So that's really how I got started and how I really started doing what I'm doing now on social media.
That is fantastic. And you are like the queen. Can I just all hail to the queen for a minute? You be doing it, okay, Star. You be doing it,
thank
Shamara
you.
Cox.
thank you so
you,
much.
You, you have this way, and I want you to share about it because it's not natural, it's supernatural. Okay? You have this way, and you teach it, but it's obvious that you do it. And that is that you attune. You're not out there just jumping on trends and throwing material together and calling it content and whatever. You are prayerful. You are considerate to what God's message wants to be in and through and as you. Can you talk to us a little bit how you grew yourself up that way from someone that was putting out content to putting out the content? You know, I heard you say content and Christ because you're a Bible teacher, but you put out content in Christ. Like, it's your anointing putting it out. Can you talk to us a little bit about your practices that grew you to be quiet in yourself, to hear God and know what messaging needed to go out through your messaging?
Absolutely. But before I do that, can somebody put content in Christ on a t-shirt? Because that was so good. I love that.
Yeah, we need to create a movement of people that are creating content in Christ. Hashtag content in Christ. We need to create a whole bunch of us that are content in Christ creators. Yes.
Oh, that was so clever. I love that. So, yeah, absolutely. So when I said that God had told me to quit my job in January 2020 and there was some type of resistance there, but I ended up quitting, I spent 8 months at his feet. That 8 months was listening to how he speaks, was healing so that I can be even closer to him. I mean, I was learning about healing, deliverance. I was studying the scriptures a lot more. I was becoming in tune with myself and who I am. My prophetic gift was actually growing. I mean, it got to a point that God actually released me to start teaching other people how to hear him speak. And so by fall 2020, when he told me to start creating content full time, the first thing I did was I asked him, I said, Lord, can you please download creativity into me? Because you are the master creator, and I want to be able to do it the way that you can do it, right? Like, you created this entire world. You are so creative. I want to be like that. Can you download it into me? And he freely gave it. He freely gave it. So the videos I started producing, people were like, I've never seen content like this. And I'm like, this is the mind of your God. Like, all he did was download it into me. And so after spending the 8 months at his feet, I just created a lifestyle where I'm just so in tune with God. It's me and God. It's me and God. Like, I don't move unless he tells me to do. And the thing is, when you're moving like this, you become so confident that you can make decisions knowing, oh, God's got my back. So, like, I started a whole movement where I tell people, hey, the reason why your content is not doing good is because you didn't pray over it. You need to pray over your content, put some armor on it, because you need to know that it's Holy Spirit's job to send the clients your way. You just make his job easier by creating great content. And as soon as I put it out, I just see an influx of people praying over their content. And then they're coming back to me like, I got this many views. I got this many clients. I'm like, yep, that's Holy Spirit right there, right? So I just became so in tune with him, all because I spent that time at his feet. And, of course, it was reading his word, but it was practicing hearing him speak. See, a lot of us, we pray to God, but we don't sit and listen for his voice. What does he sound like? How is his voice different from mine? How is his voice different from the enemy? Because a lot of people think, oh, it's just my thoughts. But it's not. You have three voices in your head, the enemy, God, and yourself. So how do you discern all three? And during that time, God was showing me how to do that so that I can be confident in what I do right now. On top of studying the Bible and then teaching the Bible, it made it a lot easier to teach the content that way too. So that's really what my process is. It really is asking God, like, Lord, what do you want? Even before I go live, every time I'm getting ready to go live, I'm preparing my notes to teach on content, by the way. I will always ask Holy Spirit, what does your people need to hear? And he will give me a whole message. And then right before I go live, I will pray, Holy Spirit, send your people, the ones who need to hear this, send them. And every time someone comes on my live, and it's a lot of them, they'll be like, I didn't know I needed this, but you just randomly popped up on my page. Most of my clients will tell you, I don't even know how a sound starts. She just randomly popped up on my page. And I'm like, it's not random. It's Holy Spirit, because he's out there doing the work. See, I came into agreement with him. I do my part. He does his part. So I don't have to worry about him sending the followers. I don't have to worry about the algorithm or anything like that. I just need to position myself, keep doing what I'm doing, and he's going to send the increase because this is what he has called me to do.
1 Corinthians 12:7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man as help to him. What you are talking about is right there in the chapter of the book that talks to us about our spiritual gifts. And that the gifts we've been given of Spirit and by Spirit are for the sake of Spirit to bring the kingdom of heaven onto earth through each and everything we do. Those gifts are ready and always flowing. You're such a great embodiment of that. And the fact that you're able to break it down, distinguish it, to share it with others is really a gift. I've been teaching a monthly spiritual gifts workshop for years. And it's one of the joys. It's one of my least expensive programs, and it's one of the ones I enjoy leading the most because – you know, it's the old adage of we can teach someone to fish. We can give them fish or we can teach them to fish. And so you're not just giving people fish. You're teaching people to fish. Who are the people that are really drawn to you? Who are you finding are the people that need you, need your coaching, need your guidance? Who's that person? What do they look like? Because they might be listening right now. They'd be, wait a minute, that's me.
Yeah.
And I want them to hear themselves. You know, who are the people that you're helping, and why do you find that they come to you most commonly?
Absolutely. Before I answer that question, thank you for pointing out 1 Corinthians, the spiritual gift that Holy Spirit gives there. Because even when you talked about teaching it, I am right in the same boat as you. Last year for my ministry, because I'm also, I told you, a Bible study teacher, my ministry is called Whisper Hearing God. I'm actually more than the Bible study teacher there. I'm actually the lead pastor there, and we call our lead pastor the general. So I'm known as the general in that ministry because we are called to build up
right
Christian soldiers. Yeah, right? So
amen.
We're building up Christian
amen.
Soldiers.
Lead your army. Lead your army.
Yes.
Go ahead, girl. Yes. Lead your army, sis.
Exactly. That is my army.
Sir,
so we're building them up.
Sir, ma'am. Do that.
And last year, we did an entire year's training on spiritual gifts. So when you talked about that, I'm like, yes, it's funny that you brought it out because that's one of my specialties, teaching you on how to use your gifts. And not just teaching, we train you on it. So we do full-blown activations so you can see the gift activated in your life. So I just love that you brought that out. Like, God is just very strategic because he's letting us know these gifts are for the taking. All you got to do is ask for it, and I will be here to help you with it. But some people, they don't ask, and then they don't realize they have to be trained on it. So I love that you're training as well. I think that that's amazing. But for the people that I am called to reach, I'm called to reach small business owners, coaches, and entrepreneurs who is already using Instagram Reels or TikTok. They're using videos, or they're getting ready to start using videos. and they know how important it is to their business, but they don't know how to reach their ideal customers. They don't know how to grow their following, and they don't know how to convert their followers into customers. That's who I coach in my coaching program. It's called Content Cashflow Academy. These are people who have been praying to God, Lord, I have a great product. I have a great service, but how come no one's buying? How come no one sees me? How come my following isn't going up? How come my engagement is so low? Those people who are praying those prayers to God, he is planting my videos right in front of them so they can see it's a lot more than you just shooting a video and posting it. Because there's a lot of us who think if I post it, they will come. But that's a movie. Read that for the movies. I keep telling people that. Like, social media is a skill. Video marketing is a skill. A lot of us think we can just show up on social media and bam, I'm going to go viral. For some people, yes, that has happened for them. But for a lot of us, it has not happened, and it's extremely hard. Mm-hmm. So business owners, whether you're selling a product or a service, that's who I help. But in addition to that, I am also called to those who are prophets and they or you operate heavily in the prophetic. They will be attracted to my message because Holy Spirit is here. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about standing in your truth. It's all about using your spiritual gifts and being who God has called you to be on social media. So I'll see some people who don't even have a business, but because they're prophetic or they are a prophet or they operate in the prophetic, they're also drawn to my message.
Amen. Now, they reach out. I want to kind of go through some mechanics here.
Mm-hmm.
They reach out to you, and what's typically the process? Do you work with them one-on-one? Am I going to jump into a group with you? Do I get to choose? Do I get both?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the way that it works is they can either, if they're interested in joining a six-month program and working with a content coach who's going to walk them through their content strategy from A to Z, and when I say A, I mean learning how to use the platform, learning how to speak your ideal customer's language, identifying what your message is, who is your ideal customer, really understanding who you are on social media, the types of content to create, the types of content that's going to bring in the followers and bring in the sales. Like, if you're someone who's like that, then you want to join my Content Cashflow Academy. It is a six-month program. It is private coaching. So I don't really do one-on-ones like that, but it is private coaching where I work with at max 10 business owners per session so that they can get their individualized attention that they need. I recognize that every business is not the same. So I don't teach cookie cutter. I teach you what you need for your business so that you can go on and stand in your truth, stand with Jesus, because a lot of my business owners are Christians. You don't have to be a Christian to work with me. However, a lot of them are Christians, and they're creating content that resonates with other Christians so that they can, follow them and buy their stuff. So that's if someone is looking for something long-term. But if they're looking for something short-term, I also have a six-week program. It is similar to the academy, but in the sense we don't teach you from A to Z. You actually choose which pillar you need, right? So I have three pillars that I will teach you from. One is to show you how to position yourself on social media and how to start converting your followers into customers. The other pillar, which is called Story Selling Secret System, I show you how to use the power of storytelling just like Jesus did when he told parables when he was walking this earth. I show you how to use that strategy in order to create content that actually resonates with your audience so that you can make sales. And then my third pillar is called Price Profit Procedure, where I actually show you how to sell your offers through video marketing as well as when you go live. So someone's like, okay, girl, I can't do 6 months, but I can do 6 weeks. They can do that. And then I also have an entry-level program, which is my Convert Content to Cash Challenge, where it's only 5 days. And in the 5 days, it is pretty intensive, as in, like, you're working with a content coach, you're creating content every day so that you can see, oh, if I put some motion behind this with the right strategies, I can actually get sales. So I've had people come through the challenge. They've made one person made $750 in less than 5 days. I said, come on now. That's what I'm talking about. Another person, she booked three customers in less than 5 days. So these are for the people who are like, I'm not sure if I'm ready for a coach yet, but I want to come in, see if your strategies work, get some quick results, then they join the challenge.
I love that. Now, here's my question.
Thank you.
I have a couple of them that immediately came up from your sharing just now.
Mm-hmm.
what if I've got a great business idea and I'm okay in business, but I'm just camera shy? Like, you're clearly not camera shy, but what yeah. about those people that are camera shy? Like, I don't do selfies. I'm always taking pictures of the birthdays. Mm-hmm. I don't talk in front of groups. I don't even lead prayer at my house. I'll do that quietly. Like, what are you going to do yeah. with an entrepreneur that is hungry, like they want it, but it just goes against everything they've ever known themselves as? Yeah. Do you ever deal with people like that?
Yes, all the time. That was such a great question, Rebecca. All the time. So one of my clients, her name is Rhonda. She is phenomenal. When she joined the challenge on day one, she told me, I don't do video. I said, okay. But she joined the challenge for a reason. By day three, sis was killing it. I mean, she was shooting videos in the mirror. She was the most improved. And then she ended up joining the academy because she was like, oh, this thing works. And like I tell all my clients, you'll get results in as little as 5 days. That is intentional. It is a life-altering challenge. Why? Because I declared it as such. When I was creating it, I said, Holy Spirit, this is a life-altering challenge. Anyone who comes to this challenge is going to have their life completely transformed. And that's what happened to Rhonda. But she's not the only one. I have another client. Her name is Shaquita. She's amazing. She just joined the challenge last month, and then now she's part of my academy. And she said the same thing. She said, you know, I'm camera shy, but I always have strategies for people who are camera shy. There are ways for you to shoot your content without showing your face. However, we're not going to leave you there, because the goal is for you to be the CEO of your business where people can see you. People want to buy from people
that
they trust. But if they don't see your face, they're not going to want to buy. So I help you to open up and to overcome the fear. And a lot of times camera shy is rooted in some type of fear that God did not give you. Now, we know that the word says God did not give you the spirit of fear, right? So what do when you see fear? You bind it and you cast it out. So I teach all of my clients, bind that spirit of fear, cast out the spirit of fear, loose the spirit of love, and then go do the work. Right. And so as they start doing that and they start operating using these biblical principles to create their content, that's when the confidence comes. That's when the clarity comes. That's when they actually get to move in Christ and see, like, oh, he's called me to this territory. If he's called me to social media, if he's called me to video marketing, he will grace me for it. So a lot of people who are camera shy is because sometimes it's what they're focusing on. Will people judge me? I don't like the way I look. I don't like the way I sound, right? And so I help you to overcome that. So now you're showing up on camera confidently, because I'm not the only one leading an army. Like, Rebecca, you're leading an army every time you get on Great I Am Radio, every time you get on your TikTok. So all of my clients, when they come to me, they are also leading an army. It's so much bigger than us selling our products or selling our services. We are setting people free. And that's the message that God has given me. And he's like, hey, bring my people home. Go set the captives free. So now everyone who joins, whether you're joining my Bible study or joining my academy, you're out here setting people free. You can be selling Christian T-shirts, or you can be selling a coaching service. At the end of the day, when the people come into your presence, they're not leaving the same, because they are going to come in and they're going to leave with the message of Christ.
Powerful. So powerful. So let's talk about this on-camera experience for a moment. I have watched you over the last couple of years not just finesse and grow and deepen and enrich your content and production value, essentially, of what you're putting out, but your personal style. Can we just talk about you for a minute? Can we talk about you for a minute? Because it's on. I want to bring it in from the tail end of the people that don't like to see themselves on camera. You make you work on camera, because somebody's going to find something about everybody, right? If you're worried about not wanting to be on camera because so and so is going to leave a comment about something, they're going to leave a comment anyway. Whatever you make a big deal of, they're going to make a big deal of. You don't make a big deal of it, people won't even notice it. People do not – listen, people do not stop on my channel and mess with me about my looks.
Right.
And it's not because I'm drop-dead gorgeous. It's because I hold a particular space about myself.
Yeah.
It's a vibe. That's not what I'm here for. I'm not saying they don't mess with me about what content I'm putting out. I'm just saying they don't mess with me about what I look like. it's likely that people that are holding kind of a spirit of self-criticism mm-hmm. are going to bring in a lot of criticism.
Right.
But people mm-hmm. that are not, I really don't. I think if you enjoy you and you make the most out of you on camera,
mm-hmm.
other
mm-hmm.
people enjoy you too. And you're contagious like that. Can we talk about the style you've decided to hold, the energy,
mm-hmm.
the way mm-hmm. you put yourself out there? It's very you. Like you brought you out very well from mm-hmm. your clothing to your hair and makeup to the mm-hmm. changes of clothing. Obviously, you have a fabulous wardrobe. So,
Thank you.
You made that important on camera on purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could have just decided mm-hmm. to wear black all the time and put yourself against
mm-hmm.
the white background and done your messaging,
mm-hmm.
right? But you've made this vivacious, in living Technicolor kind of creation out of yourself. Can you talk to us about that and share how you developed your persona out front?
Yes. Oh, my goodness, Rebecca, you have the best question. That was such an awesome question. And it's funny because I was laughing about this today. So I went to the supermarket today. I went to the doctor's appointment. I went to the supermarket today. I had an army fatigue pants. I had on this black shirt with a sheer arm, yellow scarf, and yellow boots. And I just kept getting so many compliments. I mean, like, all the men were like, your outfit's amazing. The way you put that together was great. And I'm like, thank you. But I chuckled to myself because I didn't have a fashion sense until 2020 when God actually gave it to me. So the funny thing is when God told me to start creating content full time, I actually did not know how to put outfits together at all. So what happened was I asked God, download creativity into me, but I didn't do it just for my videos. I said, can you do it for my clothes too? Because I need to know how to put these outfits together. And there are some days that I'm like, I don't know how to put this outfit together. Holy Spirit, can you help? When I say that the word says that you have not because you asked not, I mean it. Like, because
Come
I asked
now.
God for everything, okay? I ask God for everything. And let me tell you, I know that I can ask him for this because a couple of years ago, when he first told me to start sharing my story on social media, this was like 2018, I didn't care how I dressed. I thought, I could just show up however I want. And God rebuked me. He was like, no, you're not. You're not about to show up on camera like that. You actually got to start putting some more thought into your outfit. And I didn't know why, because I didn't know that this is what he had planned for me. But I started paying attention. Like, he would talk to me about the way that I dressed, what the outfits that I was wearing. And this wasn't like a rebuke that's like, your skirts are too short. No. He was like, I need you to have some type of fashion sense so that you can look good. Why? Mm-hmm. Because people are attracted to it. A lot of times when I put my outfits together, I'll get a lot of people who are like, girl, I love your outfit. And they just follow just because of that. And so I always tell my clients, I'm intentional about everything in my video, from the way I look to what's in my background, because I know that these things are going to attract people. I mean, I see a lot of Christians who are just like, I want to give the word of God out. I want to make sure that I'm winning souls for Christ. But they're not doing the things that are going to attract people. People are attracted mm-hmm. to bright colors. People are attracted to pretty things, right? So if my background is nice and clean, I know that they're going to be attracted to that. Now, one thing you said developing your persona, that's key. Developing is the key word, because when I first went on social media, I actually did not know how to be myself. I did not know how to have a personality. Mm-hmm. I did not know how to have it come out. I was scared. I mean, every time I started talking, I sounded like I was selling, and I had to take time to develop it. And the first things I did, these were practical things that I did. So it wasn't just praying, right? Like, when I prayed, when God told me, start getting your fashion together, he actually put someone in my life where I can see how she dressed herself. And then when she left mm-hmm. my life, I had to ask God, download this creativity so that now I'm putting this stuff together, right? I started learning about color blocking. Add this color, add that color. Even when it came to me taking photos, I started following someone. Her name is Permita. She's on YouTube. She actually shows you how to pose. So now I can show up confidently when I'm posing on camera. I watched a couple of videos that was like, okay, this is how you want to talk. This is how you want to stand. This is how you want to breathe, right? So I actually was taking the time to learn and grow in this space. I practiced my laugh. I mean, people are like, your laugh is contagious. I practiced that because for a while my smiles look so, it's true. It's really true. My smiles look so awkward in my photos. So I used to be like, you know what, if I just laugh in my photos, people will love it. And they did. Then I had people started mimicking me. So then I started laughing on my videos. And now when I talk, before I start talking, I will do a little laugh first, and then I'll start talking. I will practice my voice, like, do I sound high-pitched? Do I sound low-pitched? Like, it was some serious work over here. But you want to know why? The real reason was because of the big vision that comes after all of this social media stuff. Because I have a desire to be on television, to be a TV personality, a talk show host, or how wherever it is that God wants to plant me. And I recognize
that
this is my audition, right? This is my audition. Social media is my audition. So to all the creatives and the actors out there who are like, I want to act, but I'm afraid to be on camera, you better start using social media as your audition. I recognize when I go in someone's mm-hmm. clubhouse room, if I'm on a podcast, if I'm on video, that this is my audition. So how will I show up? Because anyone can see this or listen to it and be like, oh, yeah, that's our new host right there. And God had just been grooming me for this. See, I'm all about the long-term goal. Some of us, we stay mm-hmm. focused on the short-term goal. Oh, are people going to talk about me? They talked about Jesus. That didn't stop him from coming down here and doing what he
Hello.
Had to do anyway. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Pharisees and the Sadducees had a lot to say. They intentionally attacked him. And he could have been like, I'm not doing this because they disrespectful. I know I created them, but they disrespectful. I'm not going to do that. He didn't do that because he recognized there's a long-term goal here. The long-term goal is the cross. I got people to save. I got people to rescue. I have to give my life. But before I give my life, they got to know me. I got to build a relationship with them. So I'm not going to let the bad comments stop me. I'm not going to let the fear stop me. I'm going to stay focused on the end goal. And that's what I do. I just do what Jesus did because he's so successful. Jesus is so successful. I tell all my clients, he's a master marketer. How did he grow his
following?
I mean,
listen, his brand is going 2,000 years later, okay?
Kind
2,000 years later. That's some branding right there. That's
Yay!
Some branding.
So,
let me just highlight a few things, okay? Let me just highlight a few things because you dropped down some stuff. I was just like, okay, this is Pasta has come out now. Pasta just came out. She's preaching. All right, so All right, Star and I are a lot alike. There's the woman, there's the coach,
mm-hmm.
there's the mm-hmm. minister. You got to pay attention to who's speaking. All
right,
right. So you said something that I want to highlight because I say this in my work as well. We can ask for things to be given as a gift. You know, a lot of us are asking, oh, Lord, give me patience. Okay, well, you're going to have to go to the school of patience then, which means you're going to have to deal
mm-hmm.
with a bunch of stuff to get your patience. Some of you want the gift of, you just spoke it, fashion or how to create good content. And you're going to have to go pay a coach, go to a school, take some weeks, months, years, whatever. But there is something that you can do. God gave us. It is called prayer. It is called, you know, in Aramaic, the word we use is slotha for prayer. And it comes from the word slah. And slah means to set a trap. And so when we say slotha, it means to say we are setting a trap for the mind of God. We want to catch God's thoughts, God's mindset, God's view, God's perspective so we can hold it for ourselves so that I can have God's view, God's mindset, God's perspective, and look at that thing I'm facing from that space. And so there is prayer. They're simply asking, God, give me patience as a gift. Give me content creation as a gift. Make me in tune with the pulse of this Instagram channel as a gift. We forget. That's why it was so important for 1 Corinthians 12, God, as you were speaking, for me to put that out there. Our gifts are given for help to us. They're meant to help you. I have people that tell me, Rebecca, I can't imagine using the gifts God gave me to make money. Well, sis, why are you going to be a teacher without the gift of teaching? Why are you going to be nursing without the gift of healing? Like, okay, here, you don't want to use your, you don't want to use the gift God gave you for money. All right, bet. I'm going to take you to the hospital now because you need surgery. There's a doctor with a gift of healing and a doctor without because it was a good money and a good career, and all of the men in his family are doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you want? Which one do you want to lay down for?
Come on, sis.
I'm going to go ahead and take door number one, Alec. I'm taking door number one. So I want someone with an anointing. I'll take a janitor anointed in healing over a doctor not. Okay? I'll take some folks without paperwork behind them who've got the spiritual seal of approval on them.
Yes.
And so I'm really grateful that you embody and you have a testimony for that very thing that is just asking for the download, asking for the gift, asking for the bestowal. Jesus was an example of that. A human on earth able to sit and commune with the Creator and ask and receive and then embody it and then share it? What? And he said that those of you that believe and take on the same methodology that he is teaching and value and standard and practice that he is teaching, that you will do what he has done and greater? Look, no offense to Jesus of Nazareth, but people like Star and me are going to reach more people in our lifetime than Jesus did in his lifetime. Will we have the same, will in 2,000 years they be saying Rebecca Johns and Star? I don't know. I don't know that part. I hope so. I would love that, by the way. But only if they say it after Jesus. Only if they are reminded that I was just riding that wave of that Christ conscious state and space. And I think that's one of the things that needs to be highlighted, that we all have permission to do what Jesus of Nazareth did, which is to sit and to pray and to ask and to receive. Imperative. He said, you are descendants of God like I am. The other thing is that I love, speaking of ask and receive, is not only did you ask God, but you asked Google. Okay, you are not lazy, Shamara Cox. You are not lazy. I also want to highlight something else, y'all. It's a whole lot of anointing over here in you, but there's a lot of work ethic in you. You are not someone that's like, oh, Lord, please make the magic happen and then laying on the couch. You went and got your cameras. You went and got your ring light. You went and got your, you got on Google. You saw videos. You YouTubed. You watched other influencers. You put in the work. Where did you get your work ethic?
That's a great question. Where did I get my work ethic? You know what? I've always been like this. Ever since, I've just always been like this. Like, no matter what job that I worked at, I was always, self-motivated. I didn't need anyone to tell me what to do. I just knew, okay, I got to get this work done. I'm going to go ahead and get the work done. And so when God called me to quit my job, the same thing happened. Now, let me tell you, something you just said was so key, because I used to be the person where I'm putting in this work everywhere else except for in my Christian walk, right? Like, the word says faith without works is dead. We say it, but do we really know what that means? Because for me, I was in a space where, well, Lord, I'm doing the work. You know, I'm winning souls for Christ. I'm teaching Bible study. Why I don't got no money? Well, I don't got no money. What's going on, God? And he would show me, like, yeah, you're doing the work, but you also got to do work in your business. You also got to do, you have to create wealth. Like Deuteronomy 8:18 says, I give you the power to create wealth, or I give you the power to get wealth. That power is your business. That power is your content. You got to put it to work for you. And when I really started to understand that, I started to reevaluate, oh, what kind of work am I doing, right? And now, because I also have this motivation, and let me tell you where this motivation comes from. Holy Spirit. Whenever I don't feel like doing something, like working out, going live, Holy Spirit, can you please give me the desire and the motivation to actually want to do these things, right? And then I get up and do it, even before I feel the desire coming in, because I recognize that if I just stay still, that thing may never kick in. I got to show God, I'm going to do my part, you do your part. And as I get up to start to do the work, the desire comes, the motivation comes, and when I'm done, I'm like, yes, we did a good job. So it's a really good partnership between faith and work. I'm going to pray about it, but I'm also put this to work because I recognize the principle. This is a principle. A lot of us aren't putting biblical principles to work so that we can see the manifestation in our life. We're faithing
it. Right.
We're praying over our content. We fast in, but then we're not learning the skill to create great content for people to come in. I tell people all the time, you pray over your content, but you still have to create great content. Why? Because Holy Spirit can't make people like your content. He does not override our free will. They're not waking up saying, Lord, let me like that person's content. They're not doing that. So you still have to put the work behind the faith in order to see the manifestation. And that's just how my mind works because God showed me. But he showed me this in the last 2 years because I kept inquiring, why is my life the way that it is? To me, it was mediocre. To me, I wasn't living the life that he had called me to. And that's because he was showing me, girl, you ain't putting in the work. You're not putting in the right work. Let me just be clear. You're not putting in the right work because some of us, we're like, I don't even want to go down that road. But that's that's pretty much where I want to land up.
All right, good. Knock, knock. Who's there? Segue. So anyway, over here I want to talk about Well, I'll get you out of that one. Don't worry. We'll just leave it right there. We'll just drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's
hot.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah,
we'll
like
go over here.
We'll
go over here. You know, one of the things, as you were talking about refining yourself and your skill and discovering that your laugh contributed more than just, you know, sound to the space, that you saw it, how it affected your audience and called them in and being with yourself, right? Like discovering those colors and that color blocking and the expressions and what you sound like and look like when you say certain things. And is that really the way you want to look and sound when you say that? You know, that kind of self-discovery and reflection and detection and correction, I call it, you know, that takes a willingness to really be with yourself. Sit with and give room for yourself to feel what you feel about yourself, feel what you think about yourself and how you look, and face what you like and what you don't. And in my line of work as a holistic health practitioner and purpose coach, I often have people do mirror work. And I, over the years, have done a little bit of film and television and lots of camera work for the purposes of social media. And I got to say, the more I am with myself, the more I love myself, the more I am appealing to myself, the more I love to celebrate my appearance, wear what works best for me, the colors, the styles, what I feel good in, what I look best in. And I got to tell you, I look younger and better today at 50 than I did at 30.
Yay!
And I look over at you. I'm looking at pictures on your website literally right now that are not current pictures of you, by the way. And I know that because they're what you looked like when I met you. And I'm like, oh, my word, my sister friend untapped into it, too.
Yes.
And that is that you have, I think that's the fountain of youth.
Come on now.
So can you talk about, can you talk a little bit about falling in love with yourself when you put yourself on camera and make yourself go dive, deep dive there? Let's close with this conversation because I think you love yourself. I think anybody that comes at you like, anybody that comes at you like you think you're something and who do you think you are, you send them to me, okay? You send them to me because I got your back. You are so humble and so authentic, but you really love yourself and I can see it. And I have seen that deepen. So take us to that school to close us out today.
Absolutely. And, of course, just such an amazing question because it's so thoughtful and it really brings me inside of myself because I remember just a couple of years ago, I loved myself, but I wasn't proud of myself. And I would tell God, this was 2020, mind you. These are conversations I had with God. I would cry to God and say to him, I feel like a loser. I feel like a loser, God. This is how I feel. And I would just cry to him. And it allowed me to be vulnerable and in a space where God could do his work on me. So then he started to heal me. Why do you feel like this? What is stopping you? Why are you afraid? Why are you letting the fear overtake your life? And the more we went deeper inside to unlock or uproot the roots, the seeds that were planted from childbirth or even before childbirth, because some of these things are generational that's being passed down, the more he just uprooted that, the more my face got brighter. The more I started feeling like, oh, I can move and I can actually do this and what I put my mind to will actually happen. There was a time where I would go on camera. I didn't like the way I sounded. My voice to me sounded a little bit obnoxious. Even now, sometimes today I'll listen to it. I'll be like, oh, my goodness, it's so high pitched, right? But like you said, that falling in love piece came from the fact that God created a masterpiece. I am his masterpiece. So who am I to be like, oh, no, God, I don't like the way I look. I don't like it. Like, no, he took his time with me. And not only, and I'm not just talking about when he formed Eve. I mean, like, right now, in this moment, over the last 3 years, what he was uprooting, what he was showing me was, this is who I called you to be. There's a lot of us out here walking around with a fake personality. That's why some of us don't love ourselves, don't like ourselves. We don't know who we truly are. When God started to get rid of the fear and the intimidation and the poverty mindset and the money block and the scare, when he started getting rid of all of those things, I started to see me for who I am. That also included affirmations and declarations. And one of the affirmations that really brought me here was, I am the daughter of the Most High God. Anything I ask, he will give to me. Anything. And God will tell me, yes, you are. You are my daughter. There's something different when you know that you got a father who will back you up, right? Like you walk differently.
That's right.
You talk differently. You smell That's differently. Right. And because I know I'm representing my father, I want to show up differently. I want to be contagious. Because if I know that free people, if I know that healed people, if I know that love people, that's how I want to show up in my videos because it's so contagious. Freedom is contagious. When I got free, I said, oh, Lord, send the people so that they can get free. And that's how I show up. And that motto that I just shared with you is actually part of my ministry, Whisper Hearing God. That's our vision, right? Like we're not just out here, just us getting free and that's it. No. We want to make sure you're getting free, too, because we recognize how contagious it is, right? And when you recognize, oh, I got God in my corner, anything I need, he's going to help me because I'm here to serve his people, can't nothing stop you. And that's what really happened to me. So now when I see myself on camera, I love what I see, and I'm proud of myself, by the way. I no longer call myself a loser. I'm no longer crying about this not happening, that not happening. Why? Because I'm making it happen, and I'm making it happen with Jesus Christ. Like, I'm not doing it on my own. I got angels on the left and the right-hand side. If I need anything, I'd be like, angel, come on now. I'd be at home sometimes. I can't open jars. I'd be like, Holy Spirit, you're up. When you recognize that type of power, you recognize, oh, I can do anything. That's where my confidence is.
Absolutely. Well said, my friend. Well said. Once you know whose you are, you know who you are. There's really nothing that can knock you down. And I really appreciate you in your own personal diligence, modeling yourself after the Messiah. You know, we're not to conform to this world, in the world, not of the world. And we're not supposed to even look inside of hierarchy of the organized religious body. Even if we're part of a church, love the church, good church, quality church, go to church. It's still not Pastor so-and-so that you're meant to be like. It's still not Sister so-and-so. I mean, we can appreciate their traits and learn from them and copy some, you know, ways, but the spirit behind all of that has really got to be your own personal relationship with the Spirit of God. You've got to know how to tune upward. That is discipleship. That is discipleship. That is each of us being charged. It says in the scripture that Jesus gathered his disciples and charged them and activated them to go and do the work because he was leaving. And they were charged to go and make disciples,
yes.
Not choir directors, auxiliary ladies groups, not the readers, not the deacons, and love all those people. But if they're not grounded in discipleship when they're doing it, it becomes a problem. Becomes a problem. Those gifts are meant to help. If you're not lined up with your gifts, if you don't have a flow with your gifts, you're going to have those snags in life. And in business, those snags mean money problems. They mean branding problems. They mean credibility, you know, out on the streets among other businesses, among, you know, lenders or grant writers if you're in the, you know, nonprofit realm. So I want to encourage my audience today that if they're up against any roadblocks or curious about how to break through just simply to the next level, you don't have to have a problem to fix. You can just have another level to pop through to go over to see Star and her work, bookofstar.com, pretty straightforward. Her name is Shamara Cox, but you can feel free to call her Star. And she can be wind beneath your wings to support you attuning to the Holy Spirit, to making clarity and sense out of your message, to creating clear method so that you can make the movement and momentum and also that money. Come on now. Any final words for us today, my sister friend?
I just want to say thank you so much for having me on the radio show today, because I've been looking forward to this. I mean, I just love what your radio show stands for. I love what you do. I love when I see you showing up on TikTok. When we met a couple of years ago on Clubhouse, I was like, that's my sister right there. I love being in a space where God is like, hey, here are my people, and they are doing my work. I just love that. So thank you for having me on here today to bless your audience, bless my audience who was able to join as well. You are such a blessing, Rebecca, and I just want to continue to bless your radio show so that more people will see it. More people will come on here and speak about it because we need more of these on the airwaves. The enemy don't want us on the airwaves. He doesn't want us to thrive. And so I love that you're defying all odds, and you're like, I'm going to show up anyway. I'm going to teach people. I'm going to heal people. I'm going to bless people. So thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you, sister. God bless you. We will have you back on. We'll have you back on. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, definitely. I'll be back.
All right. All right. Peace. God bless her. That is Shamara Cox, known as Star. You can find her bookofstar.com and everywhere social media, but specifically check out TikTok and Instagram. However, Clubhouse is where I found her, so head on over there. But be in touch. You can schedule a consultation with her and learn how she can support and bless your business. You know, when God said to me, go and find my daughters, go gather them, they're lost. Their compass is bent. They are the soil of this earth and responsible for cultivating so much, but with their upside-down state, it's corrupt. And the best of seed cannot produce good harvest in compromised soil, my sisters. And so seeing women like Star in the world doing what she's doing, and so many of you that really have put your stake down in the ground and said, as a woman, I am going to honor the Holy Spirit's call on my life, the direction. I'm going to stand in that protection, but I'm willing to take that correction. You know, sometimes we got to get our feelings hurt to let the healing happen. And so I'm grateful for our guest today. And for those of you who would like support for yourselves, please visit livinggodspromises.com, where we offer holistic healing, mind, heart, body, soul classes, products for healthy living, and a support system to help you and not just hold you to account, but love you through the hurts and the healing. I look forward to seeing you next time. God bless you. Peace.